Call the May 2nd Finance Committee meeting to order. Second thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the April 4th, 2022 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve? In a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number three, public comments. We do have a number of folks here to make a public comment. When you come up to the lectern, please clearly state your name and your address for the record, as well as you have up to 3 minutes. You don't have to take all 3 minutes, but you are welcome to if you would like to. And we'll just go in order. Councilmember Chapman, I know you have a public comment, so you can lead us off.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Howard Chapman. I reside at 824 Natchez Circle in Mount Pleasant. I'm here to speak to a check that was given to former council member Thomasina Stokes Marshall in the amount of $25,000. I received an email from her requesting that the money be used to create a foundation for the senior center in her name. And so that's, I'm bringing it to the Finance Committee, and I'll also bringing it to the Rec Committee as well. So I just wanted to let council members know, but since it's finance, it needs to come through here. And I've already talked to Ms. Kotoff about it. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman. All right. Anybody who would like a public comment, feel free to jump on up.
Just to let you know, I am what I guess you call a daughter of Mount Pleasant, born and raised. It's 1977. Only zip code we've ever lived in is 294 along Massa Ferry Road. I am here representing Hobbs Hall Point today, and specifically, we have a request. We would like to ask for funds for a study for underground power lines. There are several reasons why we believe this is important, and there are several people that stand behind this. In fact, I'd like everyone here in support to please stand up. We're not going to take your day and everybody make a comment. We are going to show you some black and white bullet points of why this is important. Thank you, guys. When we moved into Hobbs Hall, people told us two things. Welcome to the neighborhood. Get ready. You're going to lose your power a lot. They were right. We, as a neighborhood, and this would affect 30 neighborhoods, are the neighborhoods that built Mount Pleasant. It's residents that built. It's residents, just like everyone else, that pay franchise fees. We're asking for this franchise.
Thank you.
Thank you all for having us. My name's Fred Fabian. I live at 202 Molasses Lane in Hobbs Hall Point. I have a handout if y'all could, how do I do that? Just walk up and, okay. The purpose of the handout is it becomes a very complex issue because we are dealing with three different entities, Dominion Energy, the town, and the neighborhood residents. Each one has different objectives. Obviously, Dominion Energy is to make money. So in order for them to tell us a cost so that we could determine how to accomplish it, more specifically, they have to do this feasibility study. Now, the feasibility study is funded by monies that come to the town through the franchise fee charged on our electric bill. Of that money, in, I only have 2018 records, $7 million came to the town. Of that amount, 10% was to be allocated to purposes of burying the power in the town. Of that, that $700,000 would be matched equally by Dominion Energy. Okay, that's a $1.4 million in 2014. I'm sure it's larger by now. But the purpose of which is to take $50,000, which I have been told is the cost of feasibility study, and use it to determine the cost to give us underground power, which Dominion Energy has agreed to do a rate rider on our bill to help fund. Great. I've been working for the past 3 years with them and with the town on how to best accomplish this goal fairly. Fairly meaning the residents taking on a large part of the financial burden, but we have a chicken and egg issue at the moment. And that is, we don't know what that financial burden is without the study. So the study is the pivotal part of this whole thing. How do we make it happen? And that's why we're here before you. I've met with Dominion Energy and gone through all their indices on how do we qualify, does the neighborhood qualify in terms of, what are they called? Poor distribution of electrical power. And we clearly meet that guideline, which is in that handout and covered. We also have our neighborhood website set up, which covers all the specifics, if you care to really dive into it, on the elements involved in this thing. Let's see. I believe we have approached every conceivable objection that there would be once we get to the end game, but we need your help desperately to get it there. Again, we've been working on this thing for 3 years and we just kind of hoping that you help break the ice. Thank y'all.
Good morning, I'm Herb Sass. I live at 413 Hobcaw Drive. Appreciate this opportunity to be here that y'all are giving us. And I just want to say, I hope y'all will see the amount of work that our neighbors have put together to get to this point. And I really hope y'all will take that into consideration and fund this study. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seems weird to me to have my back to everybody. 1025 Cliffwood, they named it for me. I know they did not. I'm here because they are currently and have been butchering the trees and going about that. And I know we're going to do a study, but I'm worried about the fact that we're going to be too late because the trees that are so gorgeous, that the huge oak trees that we paid tons of money to keep alive, which has made our neighborhood beautiful, they have a hatchet job. So I don't know how long it's going to take. I know the studies out here, the Groves needs to be represented with them to try to get this thing moving along. We can't wait 3 or 4 more years. I don't know what we'll have left. So that's all I've got to say. We're worried about it. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Hello, my name is Ann Whittemore, and I follow 986 Lakeview Drive, and I grew up in this neighborhood in the Groves on Cliffwood Drive, and we have beautiful oak trees. I live on a corner lot of Lakeview and Shannon, and I'm terrified about what's going to happen next week, and my beautiful live oak on the front of my house, my beautiful pecan tree on the side, and I just, request anything you can do to help us. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion that we approve.
Sorry, we have to finish public comment first before we get to the...
We'll let him talk then.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Linda Balzac, 422 Hopcaw Drive. The president of the Residents Association for about 10 years, but we have people taking it over to help. And just wanted to say we want to forge this mission for the older neighborhoods. We're not just talking about us. We are ready to be the guinea pigs to go first with Hopcaw, but the Groves, Hopcaw, lots of places with power lines up in the air have the best trees around because they're the oldest neighborhoods and we need to be considered. That's it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to make a public comment?
Hi, I'm Lee German at 1020 Tall Pine Road, also in the Groves. And I think one thing we need to consider is it's all power lines. It's power, it's poles, it's the cable companies. I know AT&T has been in recently and they buried their cables, but there's more to this. And the comment about the number of times the power is lost in our neighborhood is just, you know, I feel like a third world country sometimes. So appreciate anything you can do to push this thing along. And thanks, Hopcaw.
Good morning. My name is Rachel Isaac. I live at 178.
Sorry, go ahead. That was my bad. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I said Rachel Isaac. I'm at 178 Hopcaw Drive. And my concern about the power lines is not just a convenience or, hey, it's, you know, we don't like being without power. Obviously, I think the trees are a very important part of this. There's also plenty of studies out there that the scientists are trying to figure out the health side effects of above ground power lines with the EMFs. And there is no definitive study saying that there is not a health issue associated with this. And so until there is more, you know, data out there saying that it is not, I think we need to consider that there are studies out there that are showing there could be possible risks of health issues associated with the EMFs above ground. So that's a concern. Another concern is that there are plenty of things out there saying that property values are lower based on above ground power lines, which would be a concern for everyone in here and also should be for the town because that increases the taxes based, you know, that are applicable for residents to pay. So the property values should be a concern and will create more revenue for the town as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jane Dyer, Line 1018 Lakeview Drive in the Groves. My concern is this feasibility study be directed at directional drilling and not open trench. I actually lived in Hopcaw when we went through open trench for our water lines and sewer lines, and it was a horrible thing. In the feasibility study, I'm requesting that the town do a feasibility study on directive drilling, which will help save our property and our trees, our driveways and our streets. I know it's more expensive and I'm afraid Dominion will try and do open trench if we pass, if this feasibility study goes through. I want to make sure that it is done in the proper and most efficient way to save our property. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Caitlin Hamer. I live at 1002 Lakeview Drive in the Groves. I'm here to voice my support for a feasibility study for the undergrounding of power lines in our neighborhoods, as well as other neighborhoods in Mount Pleasant. The large historical trees are one of the reasons my husband and I love living in Mount Pleasant. We have a large live oak in our front yard that would definitely be butchered if they were to come and trim the trees, and our neighborhood would really appreciate your time and energy looking into doing this feasibility study, as well as working with Dominion for potential alternative options, such as burying the power lines, obviously, or trimming of trees more frequently, so they need to be trimmed less at a time. I've heard that downtown Charleston has gone with this option and they're able to do that. Thanks for your time and consideration.
Is there anybody else that would like to make a public comment? All right. With that, we will move on to item number four, discussion and possible action regarding funding feasibility studies for the undergrounding of power lines in neighborhoods. Mr. Santos.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm listening to all this. You know, I was born and raised in Shemwood, but pretty much was raised up over in the Groves and Hobcaw as a kid, whether it was sailing, swimming at the pools, or playing baseball. It's like a second and third neighborhood for me. And I understand what you're talking about, and I understand that we need to protect the trees, and I'm certainly in favor of it. So I'd like to make a motion that we ask staff to participate in the funding feasibility studies for the undergrounding of the power lines in the neighborhoods, as mentioned by our citizens.
Second.
Do we ask questions?
Yep. We're in discussion.
So, Marcia, I don't know if it's you or Eric, but you guys remind me what the schedule is, because we have a schedule, right, for working with neighborhoods, working on this underground utility issue.
Not quite, ma'am. Typically, the money generated as part of the provision that was up on the prior slide reserves an amount of money that both the town and the power company can participate in. We have used that for years to underground power lines in highly traveled areas of most public value in town, Mathis Ferry Road, Coleman Boulevard, other areas of town. And so to this point in time, that is where the focus has been as per council's policy. What is being proposed today is to carve out a piece of that money and start one at a time doing neighborhood studies.
Based on?
First come, first serve is what
demand
is being discussed today, yes.
And this feasibility study, that's something that we have not done before in the past?
And that's correct. And at least to this point in time at this meeting, the details of how the feasibility study would be funded or arrived at have not been decided. My suspicion is that this is going to be talked about later today and perhaps in the very near future, and those details will be ironed out.
And remind me the franchise fee. Remind me how that works, please.
So we have a 5% franchise fee that they pay in. It supports our general fund, so our operating fund. What I show up here is as part of that franchise fee in Section 14, it does get into this non-standard service funding. And that's 50 basis points that Dominion would put up, and the town would match it with 50 basis points for 1% would go towards joint projects. So we, as Mr. DeMore said, we've done quite a few. Where Mathis Ferry Phase 3 is up, and we've got some more coming, you know, in line once we complete one. Dominion does the work, and then once they've completed the work, then we pay our portion towards them, and they use the town's portion that they've retained, the 50 basis points.
Okay, and then the HOA part where they're talking about they want to put in a piece of that.
So some information that I had received, so I kind of put a slide together based on what I had heard from different council people, and this is just kind of a conglomeration, if you will, but the idea would be that there would be a one-year pilot program was floated, that Dominion Energy, first they would come in and they would say, this is the cost of the feasibility study. I've heard prices anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, depends on the area. So they would say this is would be the cost of the study. Then the neighborhood, this is the idea again, floated, the neighborhood would commit half that money, and then the town would allow Dominion to use the portion that Dominion's retaining to do the feasibility study. Once the study is done and the neighborhood commits to do the undergrounding, then they would be reimbursed the amount that they paid for the feasibility study. Other considerations I put that I had heard was, do we do a limit on the number of studies per year? Is it first come, first serve? And then do we set a limit on what the funding amount would be? So this is just one option that I just kind of put together to give you a basis to begin the discussion with.
So this is a big deal that we have to think about and hash out, right?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
I was fortunate to be able to participate in the development of an underground program when SCENG had our power in downtown Charleston. It came as part of the franchise agreement, and this certainly looks similar to what we did in Charleston for the franchise agreement. So I think it's a good program. We need to get started. And when I ran for council, I ran on the basis of getting this started, and specifically in the Hobcaw neighborhood. And I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your enjoying my comments with your clapping, but we're a deliberative body, and we need to conduct our business in that manner. So thank you very much, but please, I know probably other council members are going to have some good comments as well, but let's hold off on the clapping. Thank you.
All right, so I keep hearing that the approximate cost of a feasibility study in a neighborhood is 50K. Where did we get that number from? Do we feel like that's an accurate number? I guess it would depend on the size of the neighborhood.
Once council directs moving forward, at that point, we'd have to consult with Dominion to get a feel for this particular neighborhood, how much it would cost. We don't know. That's been the number that has been, you know, really kicked around. There's no science to that number at all. It could be a little more, it could be a little less. We just don't know sitting here today.
Okay. And what pending projects do we have right now for use? Marcy, do you mind going back to the previous slide? What pending projects do we have right now that use these matching funds in 2021?
You've got what's remaining with Mathis Ferry Road, scenic highway, well-traveled corridor. And then after that, the plan is to go to McCants and in the areas in right of way we control, given its canopy, and start in that area. So, but if your question's going towards, you know, would something like this seriously impact the progress of those projects, I would say no.
Yeah. All right. Does staff feel like the motion is clear that the council would commit to funding the feasibility study in the neighborhoods that came today, which would be the Groves and Hopcall? Does that reflect your motion? Okay.
Okay. One more thing. Okay. So once this, I would love to be able to do this for the entire town. Honestly, you guys know how I feel about trees. I'm down for let's just get it done all over. But so after we do this, is it going to be that we're going to hear from a lot more people? Like, I know my neighborhood is going to be here next. And are we prepared? Are you guys ready for that? I'm ready.
I think the point is it's first come, first serve. And with the money that's available,
right,
we go in that direction. But as it increases, then we have to set up priorities. I think we've got sufficient funds now for these two neighborhoods. We just need to set up a program that's similar to what Ms. Kothoff has presented and move forward. We talked a lot about it. We just need to get forward. And, you know, once the feasibility study is done, mm-hmm. one of the things that people are going to have to understand is there may be transformers in their backyard or in their front yard. And, you know, they'll work out best we can, but when that happens, I know we're going to hear from people
yep.
that they don't want the transformer in the front yard. That's, we won't know until a feasibility study's done, period.
And this feasibility, this study's going to have to be done for every neighborhood that wants to do this, or once we get this one, that's going to give us a good idea?
That's correct, ma'am. A neighborhood couldn't move forward without knowing the location of the undergrounding equipment as well as the cost. Those are key pieces of information before anything really can go forward after that. So once that's done for one neighborhood, the same type of process would have to occur for another.
Might have to adjust the budget for next year a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, we wouldn't be able to fund every feasibility study for every neighborhood right away, but hopefully we could, you know, for people that came, like these people have shown out, that we could do a few a year,
yeah,
potentially.
Kind of like what we do for speed bumps.
Yeah, correct. And for right now, I mean, I have no idea what it would actually cost to do any of this work. And then depending on the cost, hopefully we can break that up into phases to start, just get the process rolling. But anyway, I do want to make one clarification though. I know on this slide it says the neighborhood will commit to funding half the cost, but I believe our motion would be Dominion, this would come from the matching funds of Dominion, would fund half of it, and the town of Mount Pleasant would fund half of that.
Yes,
that's correct.
We would have to allocate money for this purpose.
Okay.
In addition, if I may, Mr. Chairman, especially since the residents are present, it's important to know that the town does not control the schedule for the feasibility study. This is entirely a Dominion project. And so, and of course, we'll advocate as best we can for an expeditious study, but it's really based on what engineers they have available at that moment.
But would it make it more affordable if a neighborhood is volunteering to help pay for the cost? Like where did, because I thought they were volunteering to pay for half of the cost. No, did I miss?
Not in this motion.
None, but I thought that's what they came to us with. No?
Oh, no, I don't believe that's
what they came to us with. Sorry, I thought I heard that at some point, that they were willing to share the cost. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how we can do more of these. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. And I haven't spoke much, but first of all, I just want to say, I know that the Dominion contractors, the guys cutting the trees are just doing their job according to the law. But it's pretty grotesque, some of the cuts that have been made. And when I came in today, I found it ironic that it's the big oak tree. But it doesn't have a giant V cut in the middle of it. It's a nice full tree, which would be nice. And having been born and raised here and living in this area, it's what makes the area special. It's what makes the character of our town, as opposed to other places. And so all we can do as a council, in my opinion, to support this is what we need to do. So unless there's any other comments, we'll just go ahead and be prepared to vote.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, the motion was,
I'm repeating the motion. Do you have the motion?
What was the motion? Is to fund, so the motion was to fund the funding of feasibility studies for the undergrounding of power lines in neighborhoods, beginning with Hopcall and the Groves. And we had a second. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed? All right. The motion passes. And with that, we come to item number 5, which means we are adjourned.
Well, because any neighborhood that was